Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
It's rare that my kid puts me in a funk before I come in here, but he did.
Yeah, normally he elevates you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was not the case today. It's my own little trip, but I really very frustrated. Very frustrated.
Why?
Yeah, I finally got this pitching coach that I was excited about him working with, and he got me for 11 a.m. this morning, which is really, really cool. It's like mm-hmm. right after we taped this show. It couldn't work out any better. He's got spring break this week, and it's like a little thing for him to do, and then it was just the attitude was because he's sleepy and stayed up too late. And
it's a Monday morning attitude.
It's also squishies and e-bikes and all the bullcrap.
I got an email from my middle school on Friday, and I thought of you.
Really?
Because the email simply said, do not bring Nitos to school anymore. They are now banned from the middle school.
Yeah.
Is that squishies?
The squishies.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They obsess. And it'll be, I guarantee, in 2 months, right? So mark my words. This is April, May, June. June, by my birthday, June 22nd, 2026.
We are actually in the thick of birthday season.
We are indeed. And it's just, it's my world. It's the way it goes. And it's the type of thing that just, makes me age. That's all. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm not going to go so far as to give myself a, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out of frame. Yeah.
I was looking for a piece of audio. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening to every syllable.
Yeah.
I assumed you were tying your shoes.
Yeah, no. I didn't know what he was doing.
I don't wear shoes, you know that.
So he was looking straight at the floor. I would give myself a talking to for me, because if one of you two did what I did first day of the week, I'd be out of my mind. No, I wouldn't be out of my mind. I'd just be frustrated. I'm just going to speak to myself.
All right.
Without a dialogue, not being funny. All right?
All right. We'll step away.
You have a mic. Yeah, this is Mike. You have a very, very childlike board, one of the easiest audio soundboards you have ever worked with. There is not a lot to worry about. Do you think maybe you could spend 1 minute glancing at it so you know what's going on and just learn it so you don't have to make everybody wait for 20 minutes while you dick around trying to find the right input for a certain fader? Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to say.
You know how you would have responded if it was one of us.
Right.
Instead is, when is he going to get out of Miami?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm not in Miami anymore. I'm home.
I know.
No, but we had the big business meeting that you, and then you put three of your, I just have to remind you that, use that forum to promote this show. I have to remind you again,
Right.
Just like, not a picture of the world from 1920, but like there was a little
post
of me.
Friday about the bonus show.
Friday, yeah, immediately after the meeting. Yeah, Thursday was the meeting.
Thursday was the meeting. You got 5 posts on the show last week.
Yeah.
Do one after the show every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure you remember, because I worry about that.
You mustn't. You know?
Okay. All right. Just want to be aware. So that's everybody. I've covered everybody right now. And
you know what? We can solve your problem by after the show today.
You're clicking.
Well, then I'll go after I say this.
Mm-hmm.
We can solve your problem after the show today. We'll save your settings. And then it's easy to bring them right back up.
Last week, Mike said, I don't want to save my settings.
I know, but he's going to have to give it. And I'll be back. So good day and good day.
Yes.
This is a Monday right now. This is a very Monday-y Monday. I can't help. And you know what? The thing about this age is I'm old enough to know that the transition is happening before my very eyes, where the youthful exuberance is being replaced by whatever flavor of the month it is that the kids are going to like. And I know, you know, and I just want to, I suppose it's the time of day. I mean, over the weekend, I was asked to go out and work on his pitching with him. And then this morning, because do you think it's morning? Do you think that's it? It's morning, and I'm because guessing, he's off this week, that's what it is.
Oh, he's off all week?
Yeah.
And he probably, he stayed up late last night, and then he got up at his normal time today because that's his body clock. And he's like, damn it, I'm tired. I'm cranky.
Yeah.
You have to give him a little bit. He's on a schedule, too.
But you add a week of school being off, and his mind's rolling on spring break.
Okay.
And video games and with his body.
Yeah, and it probably is a feeling of baseball as part of my regular routine.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to get by. And by the way, I'm you know, I'm not the family that you know, says hop on the jet, let's go to La 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 La, right? For, you know, let's go to Bora Bora for a week.
Right.
Like, and they all plan their Richie Rich schedules a week.
Invites for Michael this time.
A year in advance. No. No, you know, so that's it. I understand that. And I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad to spend the time with him because I'm on the DL, and it would be very, very nice to spend some time with him. So as far as Easter is concerned, I hope everybody managed to have a wonderful Easter Sunday. It was a full day for those of us that celebrate with family. I was delighted to do so. But I have to say, and Rob and I had a text exchange over the weekend, I became a little bit obsessed as on Saturday, like everybody else, we were out looking for things to put in the basket because he still gets a basket. And I realized, I said to Carla, well, I want to get him a big, solid milk chocolate bunny.
Yeah.
And I realized that either that is depleted, but more likely, they just don't provide those anymore. I know that Costco had an obnoxiously large one.
That's the way they do it.
That they started bringing out in like a day March. After Christmas.
Right.
But really, who's thinking about that before Saturday, before Easter? I think that is a perfect example of a last-minute holiday. Christmas, different story. You ramp up to Christmas, but the other of the Christian holidays, Easter Sunday, we're out looking around. And we went to three different places.
Did you lay in dinner ingredients, were they in place by Saturday?
I didn't have dinner here. We had dinner somewhere else.
Because you know what?
At my mother-in-law's house.
You're exactly right. I mean, even dinner, you don't even have to worry about till Saturday because you just go and, you know, do what you do. It's not like buying the turkey and thawing it 2 weeks in advance. It's
wait until Jesus is buried, and then you go buy the stuff.
That's when. You give you a 72-hour window.
Good Friday. Yay. I know my holidays.
Prices, Mike, they're down.
Can you
Good
turn
Friday.
Your volume down just a touch, just a little bit? All right, go ahead.
The prices are down on Friday, but on the third day they rise again.
You want to
buy them.
That's it. And now I couldn't find and here's to the Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, Dollar Window, Dollar Family Dollar.
There is one store now for all the kids' junk.
Yeah.
And it's Five Below.
Yeah.
Five Below. Amen.
That's where I got the chocolate bunnies,
too. Is like stepping into hell, Five Below is.
Well, I mean, not when you're going to be looking for a particular, you know, cheap
thing
to put in a
basket. The last time I went, they brought in like 17 pallets of delightful Japanese merchandise, and they blocked an entire aisle with it. You couldn't even access the aisle because they can't run
their own
store.
That's
and
retail.
And it's also, you have no reason to go to Five Below. For middle school kids, it's the perfect store.
I had to find oversized dice for my wife's special ed classroom.
Well, I'm sure they had them there.
There you go.
And they did.
Once again,
and they
give them a shout out.
I'm not sure it was worth it, but they had it.
It's Timo in a brick and mortar store. That's what it is. It's Timo. Timo. Timo in a brick and mortar show.
Yeah.
I realized that this quest for the large bunny was not a quest for my kid. It was a quest for me. Because every Easter, I was very, very disappointed that I never got the really oversized chocolate bunny. What I got was a small, hollow chocolate bunny. And I always thought that the hollow chocolate bunny was a bit of a ripoff. in my humble opinion.
It is.
Think about it. It was invented after World War II when we were literally depleted of resources as a nation. Well, I got news, folks. We got plenty of chocolate now. Let's solid up those bunnies.
Or do we? I mean, really, aren't we experiencing some hard times now?
Well, too? I don't know. Does chocolate come from over there? I thought we mostly made it here.
Well, yeah, you're talking about Iranian chocolate? Is that what you're talking
that's
about?
That's the best chocolate.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate coming through the Straits of Hormuz.
Yeah, the Hormuz peanut butter cups.
And by the way, is it the Straits of Hormuz or is it the Strait of Hormuz where the oil comes?
The Straits of Hormuz is actually a bar. And
I believe that's just a single strait.
It's a strait.
Okay.
Yes.
Right? It's a little tiny area.
Yeah, because I think that's the whole point is it's one area that they need to pass through.
I will say this, that with the current events being what they are,
yeah,
it started when the special prosecutor, Bill Mueller, Robert Mueller,
yeah,
passed away and Trump tweeted that he's glad he's dead. Now I'm beginning to, it's just been one thing after the other, after these hyper-violent bomb them to hell, open the effing strait. It's making me more, I should say, more snarky around my Trumpy people. And by the way, I don't even know if this person I was around was super Trumpy. I have no idea. But I assume, because that's what I like to do, that this particular person at the get-together doesn't like what I stand for. I'm pretty
with
pretty
this
aware.
Gentleman. I don't guess he was a very close friend, but did your reputation precede you?
Perhaps.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm making assumptions. I don't see this person at all. This person's not all that relevant to me, but
you're important to him, apparently.
No, I don't think I am.
You're also going after him on a topic that has really divided a lot of people who voted for Trump.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Just because he's.
And that's maybe also empowering me. That's probably empowering me. So the very first words out of
this is how it begins.
I was thinking about it when I was taking a shower yesterday morning. I'm in the shower thinking, "Oh, this will be." I'm really literally rehearsing it. This is so I am so effing broken when it comes to conflict. I'm the polar opposite of Rob. I love it. I like a good spirited debate. I like people getting a little. And the line as I walked in, I wasn't in there 2 minutes at this get together when I didn't say, "Hey, a little tougher filling that truck up now, huh?"
Oh, so you were poking right away.
Right away. Because that to me was, got this big thing out in the driveway. And then
when you're arguing with these people, and I don't normally like to paint
but
with
I
such
didn't
a broad
argue.
Brush.
It was just a snark thing.
Yeah, but you started it. But even in the past, if they started it, don't you know in the back of your mind, if you win this argument, you still lose?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't it, though? Then look at you. Here you are complaining.
Part of the problem is, with all due respect, the people that have been sitting on their hands for so long. I think that I think that you go from passive to annoyed to disbelief, all the different feelings that you get, and then you get to tired of being passive again because of what's the recent events.
Well,
and it's just
I'm sick sure that of this. Guy responded with an apology and said he'll vote Democrat next time.
Democratic. So
it's the same thing. I googled it last week.
It's not the same thing.
You're so sensitive about it. I went to Google
because that's what your people did. That's what your people do. The Democrat. It was a slight. It was started as a slight.
We said this is how we'll cover up high gas prices.
We're going to call Democrats Democrat. Okay, as opposed to the Democratic Party, it will be now referred to as the Democrat Party.
For my entire life, it's been named.
I've not given it a lot of thought, but if you say the Republican Party, that doesn't come up as like disrespectful, does it? That sounds normal to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's when you say the Democratic Party, That's the same thing as a Republican. Yeah, I mean they're the same adjective, except meaning different things.
Yeah, let's cut through the BS.
All right.
The whole reason this was created was to own the libs. This was created because
1940.
You are absolutely in error if you think this has been around that long. For as long as I can remember, you remember it, Rob. You have reason.
Yeah,
Come on now.
But I think that it might just be and I'm not trying to take a side. Believe me, I know what I believe.
I don't
believe,
care
and
if you take a side. Democrats were, it was referred to for most of my life as the Democratic Party.
But I think
not the Democrat Party.
Well, you see, the Democrat Party sounds horrible to my ears. I thought what we were discussing is him saying the Democrats. Are you okay with him just saying the Democrats?
That's what I'm saying, the people in your party.
I'm saying the Democrat. But it's like the Democrat Party.
That's not right.
It's done all the time, and it's done as a needle. It's done
it
as
is.
A dig.
Yeah.
It's not
just
done
like,
as a dig.
Just like,
there's
let's
no
go,
dig.
Let's, yes, there is. Like,
no,
let's
no.
go the, Brandon. It's the same crap.
It's
which
not
is
the
their,
same thing.
Which is their
or
way
is
of
it
saying,
like going,
F you, Biden.
Is it like, is it like,
funny.
Is it like going into a party and saying, how's it like filling your fuel tank?
Yeah, it's a predetermined dig.
Yeah, it's a dig.
I think in my head, I'm going to piss Mike off, and every Democratic person by calling them a Democrat.
This has been going on for so long. I'm glad you're proud of yourself. Why don't you flip to Republican? That's how strong your convictions are. But anyway, let me just say this. I believe really that was changed in order to needle Democrats. That was changed that way.
I think what you're saying is right. If you say the Democratic Party, you're okay. But if you say the Democrats,
that's not good. Yes,
it's wrong.
That's it's been around. It's around. Yeah. And they flipped it right around the first Trump victory. That's what it was.
Apparently, they put it on President.
The proper
Bush
term is the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes,
and it's never referred to by. Your Pam Bondi's as anything but the Democrat Party.
I
and
think
by
you know what
Jim
it breaks
Jordan
down,
and
it
all
breaks
the people.
Down simply grammatically. Democratic is an adjective, and Democrat is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to describe the party,
but you were just slamming me by comparing what I did when I walked.
No, no, I'm
into
just
the
saying
party
that I'm saying that both
to
sides.
Please your buddy over there. You can't have it both ways,
Mike. All I'm saying is that if you're going to accuse one side of needling another, you know, I think both sides needle each other.
I'm talking about institutional changing the way they spoke, the whole movement of doing that.
I don't know where you were,
but it was a whole movement.
I agree. I agree with what you said. It's grammatically wrong and it's traditionally wrong.
No, you're not agreeing with the right thing. You were saying you agree with it. You don't agree. You obviously think they're needling.
So
you were giving me equivalency to me walking into the party.
Needling is a whole different thing.
Well, you made your little flip comment about it. Yes.
So are you a Democratic? What do you call someone who votes Democratic and votes for the Democratic Party?
A Democrat.
As I explained, that's a
noun.
Isn't
that what I just said?
No. But you say you also say the Democrat Party.
No, I don't. I never say party.
Well, you also say the Democrat.
The Democrats. So I put an S on it, because I made when I the plural change would be
the
to
bottom
add the
line.
IC.
It was here's what this is an argument that is
but
tiring
gas
me
prices
quickly.
Are high.
The Democratic Party was flipped by Republican politicians to the Democrat Party. So that's where it's used the most commonly and
diminishingly and incorrectly.
Yeah,
because simple point. I say it again.
And as Scoob says so. Shut up. As Scoob says so eloquently, the party is referred to as the Democratic Party. They changed it to diminish it in their little game.
I do see a little history lesson here that Harry Truman made it common by calling it the Democrat Party in the 1940s. So, sorry.
Mike, I know this is sad for you because you love Harry Truman.
Would you go to, Did you go to the Turning Point website, Josh? Is that where you went?
No.
It went to
shutitdownwithobscureremarks.com. Yeah. I went to factcheck.org. I believe that's one of your organizations.
No, but it was not changed by Harry Truman. Because
they
it was
by the
used,
powerful
it was used, hold
organization
on, it was
in Kansas
used
City, which backed
long
Harry
after Harry Truman, it was used to refer to the party as the Democratic Party long after that was done. Am I right or wrong?
No, I'm saying that's when it started is what it was saying.
Well, with Truman, it could have been a slip of the lip. Like that's when he wasn't a great orator.
No, that's when they say it started to be used as a
Rob, slur. Go to ChatGPT.
Okay.
Put him to work for a change.
Yes.
Make you work today. Look up, when did the Republicans start saying the Democrat Party?
Okay, hold on.
Just put that in there. You know, we'll see what happens with that.
All right.
Because that's the whole needling. And by the way, I don't think I've done much needling. And that's correct. No. I am a Democrat. I am a member of the Democratic Party.
I'm going to go into voice chat here.
Here we go. So only the show.
When did the Republicans start calling the Democrats the Democrat Party?
Right.
It's going right now. It's thinking. It's ChatGPTing.
You don't have to explain. You sound like my mother when she had a cell phone.
Yes.
The Republicans started using Democrat Party occasionally in the 1800s, but it became common and intentional in the 1940s to 1950s and was widely popularized in the 80s and 90s by Republican leaders and strategists.
Okay.
So it's been around a long time.
What I said? I said the 40s with Truman.
But
and then my entire life, which would be the 80s and 90s.
It does say here, and this is interesting as it goes a little deeper, Mike, in the 1940s and 50s, it became a political messaging tool. The usage grew more deliberate during the mid-20th century, 1950s. Figures such as Joe McCarthy, good guy, used Democrat Party in speeches during the Cold War era. So it really goes back to McCarthyism.
Oh, so they picked it up from old
from Joe.
Taylor Gunner Joe.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right. So it's been the point I'm trying to make is it's used as an insult, and it's probably been more used in the last 10 years or 5 years even.
Troubling revelation is that it comes from McCarthyism. That's bad. Mm. That's
How
real
about,
bad.
Put this in ChatGPT.
All right.
Put why recently have Republicans called the Democratic Party the Democrat Party? So the question would be
have the Republicans called the Democratic Party the Democrat Party?
Recently should maybe give me a better, clearer understanding.
All right. The off and away.
Org blamed President Bush for talking about it.
Okay, short answer, Mike. It's not actually recent. Members of the Republican Party have used the term Democrat Party for decades, but it sounds more noticeable recently because of the increased political polarization, social media, and more message discipline in modern campaigns.
Okay. All right.
Now, Rob, ask ChatGPT.
I'm noticing it more. You can use ChatGPT, too.
When has members of the Democratic Party
When have members?
What was the question, Josh?
When have Democrats been so sensitive?
When have Democrats been so sensitive?
I just put that into mine.
Yeah.
Yep.
When a narcissistic megalomaniac pedophile was elected to the White House. There you go.
Mike,
here's my answer.
I have a different ChatGPT than you. If you mean when the Democrats objected to being called the Democrat Party, that pushback also isn't new. It goes back many decades.
Okay.
I think what you've settled on is
so it's been around for a while.
Yeah, and that the fact that we're more polarized, perhaps we're more sensitive to it now.
So ChatGPT is correct. I don't like hearing it. I think we are, because of the polarization, we are more sensitive to hearing that now than we have been before. And I still think it's more used now than it ever has been. Would that be accurate? I think that's probably accurate.
Because my entire life it has been sounded normal to me. So I imagine a lot of people grew up around that.
And your crazy father changes. And his raw milk and his anti-vax strategy.
Oh, yeah, yes. It's because I go to the MAGA Republican Christian nationalist meetings.
And the grocery store.
Yes. So, yeah, let's see. So that's kind of where we are. I felt a little, and it ended very, very briefly. It was just, it didn't go on. But I was feeling, I don't know why, probably because of the war.
Yeah.
I was feeling more combative than I have. And I am feeling more combative than I have recently because I'm very, very frustrated with, you know, major.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, major world events. You know, when you it'll be a different part of hell. It's like the whole strategy of walk softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
Was part of our national identity, and he has, in one term, taken that, and he just pisses all over it, and it's terrible.
First president since Millard Fillmore to say the F-bomb on Easter Sunday.
Oh,
it's true. Okay. And also, I'm curious, Josh, with your political, just I'm curious where you land politically.
By the
sometimes.
Way, Greg, I like feisty Josh, too. I really do.
Are you familiar, Josh, with which president said, speak softly and carry a big stick?
I mean, I know the phrase.
I understand, but that's not the question.
Is it speak softly? No. Yes, it speaks soft or walks off. It speaks softly, right?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to just guess Truman or Woodrow Wilson or one of those.
Okay, one of those presidents. Yes. Mike, he had a 1 in 46 chance of getting it.
It was Teddy Roosevelt.
It was Theodore Roosevelt, yeah.
The thing,
1 in 45, because they had to be able to walk.
Oh, that's true.
But it's speak. I had the quote
Franklin
wrong.
Franklin Roosevelt, Mike, as you know,
this is
my favorite.
I don't do this on every day because I had the quote wrong because I just wouldn't be that guy. I wouldn't be that extra box on CNN. I wouldn't be because you fact check me, you could have a fun day. You could. And I admit it. I freely admit it.
And it wasn't meant as a diss. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt is our favorite sitting president.
Franklin is.
Yes. But I think Josh made the first joke about a president that could walk.
Because he was saying Franklin. Yeah. He thought Teddy was Franklin.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. I get all wound up and I stop listening.
And it's okay.
That's the thing. We stop listening when we get all upset. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And we stop listening when we get upset.
And I think that's... I think Trump's stupid tweets, I think what happened Easter morning... is I bet he was up all night because that's not a normal sane tweet that he put out.
Not like all his other sane tweets.
Exactly. It's not even crazy Trump.
His other sane
it's not
all his, of his beautiful sane tweets. Instead, Mike, what we got, let's bum them back to the Stone Age where they belong. That makes a happy Easter. It's right. Not exactly.
I mean, what are you doing with people when you do that? I mean,
it doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help at all.
It's inflammatory language.
And you're also doing it on the lives of American young men and women who are in theater
and
trying to survive and trying to prosecute this. Well, come on.
I got to ask Josh because I forgot to jot it down. Is today Bridge and Power Plant Day or is that tomorrow? Okay. And is that on their time or our time?
I believe it would be at nighttime.
Okay, so
time,
Mike,
whatever that is would be my
exciting
guess.
Tomorrow for Easter Tuesday when he bombs all the power plants.
Well, you also upset everyone by adding the praise to Allah on Easter morning.
Yes,
where it's like, yes, we all know you're being snarky because you're always snarky.
Yes,
but do you have to do that on Easter morning where every Christian is writing Christ is risen and you're writing praise to Allah?
Yeah.
He's a funny man.
And you're reasonable when you say this, and I get that. And you had said what? About half? You think about half now of people that voted for President Trump are feeling a little wishy-washy?
I think half, at least half, if not most, are irritated over the Iran war.
Okay.
Because that was a big part of my voting was no new wars. And this is the same Middle East crap we always get into.
Yeah, and it's kind of crap that history would show you don't easily extricate from. Unless you just say surrender, which he's good. You know,
yeah. That's what Cheap Trick wants us to do.
It says here, Trump knows religion is a joke. I don't think religion is a joke for some people, but
I think Trump knows. I think Trump uses religion to manipulate.
Of course.
I don't think he's much of a Christian.
It's a tool for him
to get what he wants.
Somebody says, yeah, our chat group is on fire right now. An 80-year-old up all night is perfectly normal.
He only tweets when he has to pee, Mike.
That's too funny. But so I think, I don't know if I'm alone, and I started this discussion by saying, I don't know if I'm alone in the feeling of wanting to get back into the ring a little bit more. I think that's what recent events have precipitated for a lot of people. Now, there are people that have all along not liked what I do when we have, you know, non-confrontational, rational discussions.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that as well, that they want me to every day toe the line and do that. And yes. And it's not that I don't think about that, because sometimes I think, am I doing enough? Am I speaking up enough outside of just giving my opinions? And am I ruining the cause by allowing somebody else to talk about their feeling? I don't think so. I think that we've gotten more positive feedback over the dialogue that Josh and I have. And really, you got Rob and me on one side. Rob, not nearly as passionate as me.
I think that the three of us are actually a pretty good panel. Because
I think so.
I mean, I probably lean a little towards Mike, but I am in between you two on a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
even in the way, you know, not just my feelings, but in my political activity. I think I'm probably a little less political active than either one of
you. Would you go to a No Kings rally if it was convenient for you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right.
I would. So, I saw one this weekend in downtown Richmond. Right. It was kind of cool to see it. But yeah. You guys are more involved in the process. Doesn't stop me from having feelings. And I think I'm probably closer to the average American laying, you know, not as enthusiastic in their beliefs, but still having beliefs. So I think the three of us together, we're pretty balanced. I like it.
It is. It's frustrating. Josh, I know I sent you to get back on the track of just lightening things up a little bit. I know I sent you one video over the weekend, and this was, I was up all night. I'm 80.
Oh, is it a sexy video?
Up all night. I'll let the video speak for itself. Okay. I think you might get a kick out of this. Let's take a quick Please. Little peek-a-roo.
I'm gonna kiss you to death. It means I'm gonna.
And for people, Mike, that are just listening to the audio, they should know this is a lovely lady. This is a lovely lady with her special needs child.
Yeah, I don't know, King Charlie.
That is not, you know.
No,
now
it's one a dog. Thing to, it was with a dog. I'm kidding.
There are two things that make that special. The fact that the dog is cute.
Yes.
And making those wonderfully cute
little
sounds.
I love a talking dog,
And the other factor that most men watching that would probably want to be that dog.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with a woman that has such beautiful natural hair.
Wow.
I think he looked at the video a little different than you.
He did. He did.
Look at it again, Josh. How can you not stare there?
Because actually, in his heart, he has a one gene.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's time to update the roots.
I'm gonna. I got to kiss you to death. It means I'm gonna.
You know, she might be criminally insane. When she says, I'm going to kiss you to death, she might actually try to kill that dog.
I don't understand how your brain works sometimes. I really don't.
It's different, Mike. It's a different brain.
It is. You didn't find the woman fetching, obviously, at all. No. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, not like...
Maybe.
She was what, like 25 or 150 in dog years?
God. All right. Okay.
Yeah, what was the natural color?
So what? So she colored, but like no women color their hair. Every woman colors their hair, for God's sake. Come on now.
Not right? Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren's colored her hair.
Not all of it.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I really don't.
I don't know. I would not say she jumps. I mean, it is adorable.
No, forget it. I don't want to get in a debate over the woman with her hair. I don't care. It was a
Monday show.
The reason that I put it up was because I just wanted you to have a look at a cute little dog. And then I thought it would be funny because the woman's showering the dog with these kisses and she's a blonde lady. I thought it would not unattractive that, and then all of a sudden, I don't think so. And then Rob crinkles his nose. I don't know what the hell to do.
I didn't know. I swear to God.
Yeah, you went. Ew. Blondes. Ew.
Well, maybe if she was a blonde, it'd be something.
Well, yeah, sure. I didn't know you felt that strongly about women that color their hair.
She appeared, Mike, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush here, but she appeared to be a woman of loose morals.
There you go. That's fine too.
And I think deep down Josh agrees, but he won't say it because he's too busy backing Trump.
There's one of your people. York Rat says, drapes match the carpet.
There see, you go. That's you're not
your
helping.
People right there.
You're That's not helping. It's not my people.
That's it. Absolutely.
No.
Anyway,
not welcome at this party.
Interesting start to the show. Let's continue, shall we? We've got some news to talk about. We can argue about that later on. And you know, the argument will continue right after this, everybody. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie.
Welcome back. Oops.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I didn't turn on my microphone. My apologies. That got the guys laughing. All right, let's hit the thing, please, if you don't mind. The thing. A little louder. Let's try it again.
Oh, you know what?
Let's come back. Let's come back and do it the right way. All right.
It disconnected from the board. Listen, I need one moment.
Oh, it did. Mike. That's a shame. All right. Well, I screwed up and you screwed up. So
I screwed up much
why
worse.
Why not? No, I screwed up much worse. I didn't even have a microphone turned on.
Oh, it's no. I think you must have had the second microphone turned on because we heard you.
Just
very
a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was coming through his microphone. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. As we were discussing in the opening today, the United States and Iran are weighing a peace plan delivered overnight through mediators, according to an Iranian official. And news reports, after President Donald Trump threatened to bomb Iran's infrastructure if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. The framework seeks an initial ceasefire, during which time a more permanent end to the war would be negotiated. Axios, Reuters, and the Associated Press have reported this, citing regional officials. I hope so. I really do. I hope so. I think everybody would like to
They're
see that happen.
45-day cease fire to negotiate.
I think that would be very, very healthy. Iran's foreign ministry said it will soon announce its response to the ceasefire proposal. Iran previously dismissed a U.S. proposal to end the war as excessive. On Sunday, Trump issued an expletive-laden threat to Iran, saying the U.S. would bomb the country's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. A spokesperson for Iran's military said attacks on critical infrastructure would be met with fierce retaliation. So we have to just wait and see today. I don't know if there's anything the latest on that, but I do not know. But in any event, we can all hope that maybe things get a little bit better. So
and,
laying
your snacks for tomorrow for Bridge and Power Plant Day. It's a big day.
Yes. Yeah. Bridge and Power Plant Day, in case the fierce retaliation comes.
Right.
We'll have to wait and see what happened with that. You know, I just, for one, it's for me, becoming more top of mind, thinking about this conflict and how it's affecting us here in the United States.
But
we'll just
also
have to wait and see.
You brought up something a couple weeks ago that still rings true to me. Why is this not top of every news feed all the time, always, that we're at war?
You know,
it
if I could figure out the news cycles.
It seems to be disregarded, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It and really it, does.
We are blissfully unaware as Americans, you know, the peril.
Iran just rejected that ceasefire.
They did. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we'll see what happens. So that's gonna. When did that happen, Josh? Recently?
Two minutes ago.
Oh,
here's what the policy says, Mike. If the Ayatollah comes out and sees his shadow, we have 6 more weeks of war.
It's very, very frustrating. It really, really is. And
I don't get the bridge and power plant thing, because we've been told this is about the government, not the people. And it seems like knocking out the power and taking out roads would hurt the people, not the government.
I agree. I agree.
So that's very, very frustrating. So we'll
it's almost like you found a flaw in the plan, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Almost.
Like I don't agree with everything the guy does.
Almost.
Almost.
You know. I'm just trying to... Mike, you know.
You know.
You know.
And now I'm obsessing on my board. Savannah Guthrie is back on the Today Show. She came back this morning after being surrounded by viewers wearing yellow ribbon stickers in honor of her mom and fans holding Welcome Back Savannah signs on the Today Plaza. Guthrie read the morning's biggest headlines. It's good to be home. She went on to tell co-anchor Craig Melvin, who said it's good to have you back at home. Well, here we go. Ready or not, let's do the news. Guthrie added with a smile. So she's back. I don't care what you feel about her. That is a little slice of hell that she's been going through. And obviously, it's not going to be resolved soon, if ever. That's very weird.
Do you think we'll ever get an answer?
I don't know. I don't think we will. No,
I think
not with this much time that's passed.
No.
You might get a cold case. You might get a recovery, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's terrible. I hate to say that. WKRP in Cincinnati was a great show, but they never actually really had a WKRP in Cincinnati. That is about to change. DP McIntyre runs a nonprofit that's been using those call letters for a low power station in Raleigh, North Carolina since 2015. Before that, they've been used in Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But McIntyre recently made a deal to sell them to someone who's finally bringing WKRP to the city that made those letters famous.
That's kind of, you know, as a radio nerd, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and as a pop culture nerd, too.
Yeah.
He says, I cannot, by contract, tell you when. That's jive radio garbage. I cannot tell you who, but I can tell you, direct to the camera, WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati. If they do it, they got to make it a DJ
driven,
station,
and I wonder if it'll be AM or FM, because WKRP was an AM station.
AM station.
Yeah.
He adds, quote, it will be radio, but that's all I can tell you at this time, so we'll have to sit there.
It'll be radio.
Yeah. It's like he's not tipping his head, but it would also be fun to perhaps get regular jocks on there and give them the names.
Hello there, babies. Pretty babies.
Absolutely. And then you have Les Nessman and all the people. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Hello, big thinkers. I'm Les Nessman. I am available for voice tracking. There you go. Should Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson be using the name Rush, even though Neil Peart is gone? That is the question. I say, yeah.
Yeah.
There are people that leave bands, even though it's
there's been like 89 Temptations.
Yeah.
I mean, but always in groups of five. There are no original Temptations left if you go see them.
And if they're continuing with the music and, you know, they've replaced Neil, Geddy Lee justifies it, even though I don't think he really has to. He says, what else do you effing call it?
That's true.
I love Geddy
I mean,
Lee.
Really, yeah.
I really, really do. When the band ended, we said it's only Rush with Neil in it, which of course is true. Rush as most people knew it or know it. But, you know, over five gigs, we will be playing 40 Rush songs. So what the F should we call it? Iron Maiden? I think he's right. I think he's absolutely right.
I think
and
if
he wants
you
to
have
still
more
play music and make money and, you know, why not?
66% of the band. It's not like Ringo's going out and calling himself the Beatles.
Right.
Oh. They've got most of the band there. But I think that the real person that we should ask is about the name Rush. There's only one person that could comment on that.
This is fantastic music. Yes, three. Spirit of the radio. Num up. No. Unfortunately, Rob, he's dead too. So
that's the way that goes. Jeff Christie?
Hey. Geddy admits that he and Alex were twisting themselves into a pretzel trying to avoid using the name, but ultimately it just felt silly to call it anything else. Hey, boys. You've shown nothing but respect to Neil Peart. What were you going
to
say?
Change the name to Ush. 60% of the name.
No, Ush. Better yet, appeal to a more diverse audience. Target the non-Christian and call it Rosh.
Target the non-Christian. You
well,
got
also,
that theme going today a little bit.
If they Rosh. Change the name,
yeah,
they can probably keep some money away from the Neil estate.
This is true.
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
Absolutely true. Mm. You never knew.
Right. Yeah, but you know, I don't see them using that as a driving force. Just maybe I'm looking and thinking of the best of people. But yeah, I mean, one person can tour and be the guess who. The Rolling Stones changed many times, and most notably with Charlie Watts dying. And they're still the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I think they have every right to do it.
When Mike dies, this will still be the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, exactly.
You came into play today, pal. You really, really did.
He's swinging, huh?
Yeah. He's been a swinging, swinging for the fences, you know. Chick-fil-A reportedly fired an entire shift. You got my whoosh?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I missed your whoosh. Sorry about
Chick-fil-A.
Come on!
Reportedly fired an entire shift of 8 workers after they posted a TikTok of them performing a choreographed dance. They might have gotten away with it if it was silly and cute, but it mainly involves suggestive chest bouncing moves to a song loaded with profanity. Now, chest bouncing isn't that done like when somebody hits a home run in baseball sometimes?
No, that's chest bumping. No. What you're thinking of is Kristi Noem's husband.
But can you explain chest bouncing? What is that? Up and down with boobs?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
Can we bring up a picture of Mr. Noem, Josh, just for fun?
Just to bring up Mr. No, he doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
The employees
denied.
The employees were in the store in the video and in uniform, although the employees claim it was done after they closed. There aren't many specifics on what went down, and Chick-fil-A hasn't commented, so it's unclear if there's more to the story. We went to for a late night snack because we didn't have enough to eat during the midday meal yesterday for Easter. We went to like 10 Chick-fil-A's to see if they were open yesterday.
Mine was handing out
eggs. We couldn't find it. You had an Easter bunny at yours.
Exactly.
Mike, I can help you understand the video because I've got the video right here.
All right, I'm ready.
Fantastic.
Let's take a look. Oh dear. Oh my. I get it.
Wow. Mike, when you buy chicken, what piece do you like?
Yeah. That's a little heavy-handed, I think, to fire the whole shift.
A bit much for Chick-fil-A.
I guess they can't handle it.
Do you think
they
finished the dance by saying, it would be my pleasure?
Yeah, but here's the thing for Chick-fil-A. All those women were gay. That's for Chick-fil-A. Thank you. A woman in Los Angeles called Waymo on Friday.
Yeah.
And when it arrived to pick her up, it barreled through a drive-thru going the wrong way. We're hearing more and more of these.
This is the auto driving like Uber, right?
Yeah,
where there's
yeah,
no driver.
Like it's like the little food delivery robots.
People. But very for people that you can eat.
A lot of them in cities in California, in San Francisco and L.A. Fortunately, there wasn't another car there, although it looks like another car was about to make the turn around the corner to the drive-thru window. The woman's son filmed the bizarre situation and posted it online. He joked about the craziness in the video, but that didn't stop his mom from just hopping in. There you go. As if
she
everything
was late,
was normal.
Mike. She was going to a chest bouncing video.
And then he said, God, Mom. It was Napoleon Dynamite.
It was?
God, Mom, be safe. As far as we know, the woman made it wherever she was going. Waymo hasn't commented, so it's unclear if they were made aware of the issue. Here's the problem I have. When we talk about Josh's self-driving car and we talk about Waymo, do you think, this is just the way my brain works in the back of my brain, that when this finally becomes everything, where we're all just putting an address in our vehicles, when our taxi cabs don't have taxi cab drivers in them, when we're doing this and it's the gold standard in America, will we have news reports that say a Waymo drove over a cliff the other day?
I think Uber's up to it. I think Uber is doing something to push these newspapers to put Waymo in the title. Just like every time there's a Tesla car accident, it says Tesla or Cybertruck or something. Instead of, you wouldn't see that with a Ford Explorer caused an accident.
I think that's a false equivalent because, I mean, you're talking brand versus technology there.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, except a lot of those Tesla is humans driving them when the accidents happen.
Would you get into a Waymo? I would. I would get into a Waymo. I'd give it a try. You wouldn't do it, Rob?
No, unless it was one of the little ones at like a college campus. one of those little guys.
Where you stayed on the the campus?
I would get on it. No, as far as a driving car, absolutely not. Think of that. A death machine based on the one miscue could kill people? No.
Jacksonville has buses like that, where it's unmanned buses that drive a route.
It's pretty amazing.
Metro really has unmanned trains, but there are people there. They're just unmanned.
hold on. I have a thing for that.
Next call. Farragut. Chase. Sorry, it's the Green Line. Green Line is Farragut. So Chinatown. Next stop. This is the Orange Line.
I need to get on the... Hey, I didn't know. Is this a two-way intercom, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't know it was two-way.
Two-way?
Yeah.
Who's two-way?
How do I get on the Green Line?
Oh, I don't know. I got no clue. It's the Orange Line to Farragut.
Are you locked
Vienna,
in a...
Vienna.
Vienna. End of the Orange Line. Are you locked in a cabinet at Metro Center?
Come out, Virginia. Don't you be late. Catholic girls. Almost too late. So, Metro.
Great talking to you.
Stay away from the doors.
Oh, doors opening on there the left.
Finally today... Thank you. Finally today, ladies and gentlemen, a 40-year-old woman in Florida named Melissa Dunham was hoping to rekindle her marriage, but apparently things didn't go well, and she got upset. And she does what so many women do here in Florida. We've had many stories like this.
Yes.
She lit her husband's house on fire. Melissa recently moved back in with her husband to celebrate their son's 18th birthday, but then she started arguing nonstop for days. Then one morning, Melissa walked out of the house with several bags and two dogs on a leash. She saw the husband in his car in the driveway, and she reportedly said, quote, "Now we both don't have anything." But she didn't say anything. She said S. Now we both don't have shite.
Wow, good for her.
Shortly after that, the home was on fire and smoke was billowing out of the windows. Melissa was arrested, and of course, she had meth and marijuana in her purse. She was charged with arson of a dwelling, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and one count of possession of narcotic paraphernalia. Now, in Florida, you don't have to ask a house's permission to light it on fire. I just wanted to be, I wanted to be clear about that. Incidentally, why serve divorce papers when you can just buy a can of gas?
Yeah, much cheaper. You know? Well, actually, not for long.
The report is they did put out the fire. The house was damaged, but the wheels stayed intact. So we're happy about
that. That's a victory. That's known as a Florida victory.
Florida
victory.
What an interesting little program we have today. We will take a quick break and return. We've got, I don't even know. There are too many things to talk
about.
It's Monday. We'll be right back, everybody. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Welcome back to the show. A major, major event occurred over the weekend. It was, listen, I think this could have been a bigger tragedy. I think this could have resulted in, I think it could have resulted in somebody bleeding out, to be perfectly honest with you.
And that would be the worst way to go.
A text photo was sent to the TMOS crew over the weekend with our own Josh Soroka with a life-threatening injury that required him to be hospitalized. This is as scary as it gets.
Yes. So it did end up with a trip to the emergency room.
It did?
Which is where I sent you a picture.
Were you transported by ambulance?
I was transferred by Tesla.
Did you spend any time at all in a wheelchair?
I did not.
All right.
Did they apply an IV to you?
They did not.
Okay.
Were you seen by Noah Wiley or some of the junior physicians?
Or a charge nurse named Dana?
No. I had the word trauma was used, and I had Noah Wiley.
Can you tell me how the word trauma was used? I said, did you take yourself or was it an ambulance? You weren't airlifted, were you?
No. Kelly took me.
Okay.
Did she drop you off in triage?
Can you show the picture that we're talking about? We've teased long enough.
Mm-hmm. The picture
Let's
of
take
me?
A peek. Yes, the picture of your hand. My hand.
The picture of Mr. No.
My hand.
Well, let me back up, though, first and tell you how
you
I got
ahead.
There.
You go ahead. You go right ahead. You do it the way happened. You want. Yes.
We get home Saturday night, and like everyone else, it's Saturday, so I get told you got to go out to the garage and get the Easter baskets.
Right.
Because we got to put the Easter baskets together last minute because that's what you do.
Now,
yay.
I know Owen is sort of at a crossover age now. Do you surprise with the baskets in the morning? Is there any sort of inclination to give the fact that a bunny dropped them off?
There's no more bunny.
Okay.
No. And now we got a nice echo.
No, it's gone. You don't.
All right, sorry. You fixed it.
Sorry.
All right, so it's evening, I go out to the garage, and first thing when I open up the door, and Mike, you're probably dealing with this too, fishing rods. The fishing rods are driving me crazy.
Yep.
There's one that's like, taken apart in the doorway, and I trip over a string or something right at the beginning.
They're obsessed. They're obsessed. And I had them. They were leaning on my nice car.
No good way to store unless you really go out. There's no good way to store.
Well, there is.
I have a thing,
and so do I, Rob. We both purchased racks.
They're not being used.
No.
That's the problem. Okay. I step back then. Sorry.
No, I purchased this little spinning tower that holds 20. Rods.
Whole show about that. Thank you.
So I
the swoosh is back.
So I trip over the first fishing rod.
Right.
And I yell, someone is going to get seriously hurt with these fishing rods. And I yell it into the house.
Okay.
And then there's like five fishing rods on the ground. It looks like a game of pickup sticks.
Insane. Was it a yell into the house that was fueled with frustration and anger?
It was, I am tired of these stupid fishing rods.
Okay.
They're all over the place. There's 20 of them in here.
Somebody better do something about it.
I know they're expensive. I don't know why you need 20 fishing rods. As a kid, I was fine with two.
Well, so you must have had a bamboo stick, didn't you?
And I don't get any of that. So I yell this, and then I start picking up the fishing rods. And then I grab one and scream as I realize I have a fish hook in my hand.
Oh!
And instant pain.
Now you would think, this will. When I saw the injury, I thought it was something like out of Something About Mary. A casting, standing back, putting your hand up by your face, and it got
and
hooked.
Catch it.
You obviously went to pick up this this fishing rod.
Fueled by anger.
In anger, and you dug this into your thumb.
Oh, it dug in. And and I wasn't being super careful because we bought him these mesh things that slide over so it keeps the strings and all contained. So you hook the hook on the bottom like cork of.
Can we translate that, Rob? Did he say?
I think what he's saying is that if you put the hook on one of the bottom rings, on the hook, and you tighten it, the hook stays put, and then there's a sheath
that goes over the entire fishing rod.
That's fun. I just realized that's one of my favorite words.
I think we'll call the show that today. Sheath.
Yes.
Sheath.
There's a sheath what protects the rod. But, you know, like the rack, Mike, the sheath doesn't do any good if you don't use it. You have to insert your rod into the sheath.
American University, we
stop
use
it. Stop that. Stop All it. Right. No.
So the rod was in the sheath. The problem is he didn't have a normal, hook on this fishing rod. He had this big lure on the fishing rod, So those
is he headed out on the orca? Where is he fishing?
No, that's a perfectly small lure. Hasn't been used in weeks.
And here it is. Let me just say this, and to defend Owen here. You know, that's standard. That's okay.
It's standard. It's standard.
It's standard. It's a standard little lure. You just happen to be standard, picking it up in anger.
No.
It wasn't picking it up in anger.
It was that all of these hooks were sticking through the sheath.
Oh, because you know what? The sheath is designed really to contain a single hook apparatus.
And when the hook is hooked onto something.
Exactly.
Not just
and I know from friends of mine that there is big, big trouble when one of the sheaths breaks.
That's right, Mike. That's it. You don't want that. As a matter of fact, you want to have a big supply, so have everybody busy bringing in the sheaths.
Well, here's the problem is then I have this stuck into my finger. I can't Easter just rip joke. It out because right. of the barbs.
Well, yeah, so, because, you know, Mike, a lot of people might not know this if they're not into angling. A fish hook has to continue to go through. You can't just pull it out because of the barb on the end.
It's got a barb on the end. Yeah. Could you show the photograph, please?
This one?
No.
The photograph of the lure this in your one? Hand.
No.
This is the hook in my finger with the sheath.
Oh, wow.
Good for you for archiving the entire process.
Look at that. Can we zoom in on that at all? Is that possible? We're going to get many photographs. How many pictures do you have of this?
I didn't bring that many to the show.
God bless you, though, for thinking about that.
This is in the emergency room. You can see here where I
nice emergency room.
And red hot tongues of flame licking at the wound.
Well, I had to take the sheath and cut it with scissors to cut it off.
And there's so another $3 gone. Yeah.
And then I decided I don't want to take the entire lure to the emergency room. So I try to cut the hook off.
Oh, that's going to be painful.
Well, it was really painful, but the cutters that Kelly grabbed as I was sitting at the dining room table with a fishing rod stuck to me and couldn't go anywhere, I'm using those and they snap on the metal and the little blade at the front of the
cutter?
The clippers.
Yeah.
Flies out and stabs Kelly right in the throat.
Oh my
Slices
God.
Her throat. Yeah, yeah. Gets her
Oh
right
my
here.
God.
Just a nice slice across the neck.
Did she yell as loud as when she spilled her coffee?
She thought it was a gunshot. It was loud.
Of course it was a gunshot.
No, but she got shot right in the neck with this blade.
But really, was it an accident?
Thankfully, it was just a scratch. And I mean, it was bleeding, but a Band-Aid took care of that for her.
That's great. Did it delay any visit to the insurance agent to raise any policies?
Keith, how do you feel about it? Keith Morrison?
Yeah.
Sometimes when a man gets angry, things don't go the way they're supposed to.
Hey, Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
Do you use the sheath?
As often as I can.
With Mrs. Morrison?
Yeah. No, with Dennis Murphy.
It's
a reporter for Dateline. So then, yes.
So eventually I end up at the emergency room. I believe this is the picture I sent you.
That's the one you sent.
With my finger bleeding, and you can see the lure is there because it is still stuck to me. And at this point,
look at the sophisticated instruments they have.
Yeah, two pliers and a shot.
Oh yeah, yeah. You didn't know you could get medical supplies made by Stanley.
Lifetime guarantee. How did you feel when you walked into the emergency room? And the worst part of being in an emergency room is when you first sit down and have to explain yourself. When you made that short walk from the, I'm guessing, sliding doors to the plane, and you've got a fishing lure hanging from your hand, are you trying to disguise it, or how do you do it?
No, it's been in my finger by this point for about 45 minutes.
Sure.
By the time I looked into getting it out myself, see what I could do, get a drive to the emergency room, and I am shaken because of the shock of it or whatever, because my finger is in so much pain.
Right.
But I'm also wary enough to know, I'm in Florida. This probably happens all the time.
All the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And this is a standard thing.
Yeah, but also in Florida, it's really common for them to see it and put the patient down.
Yeah. I do ask the metal detector guy, hey, will this set it off as I walk through and just hold up the lure to him? So I'm going to, and thankfully they saw me and they got me in the back room right away. And then they gave me a numbing needle
lidocaine. Yeah.
Yep. So they did lidocaine in my finger. That numbed it enough to cut the lure off.
Right.
But then it wore off. So then they had to give me another shot of lidocaine.
How long did it take? Because lidocaine has a good shelf life in your body.
I don't know, but I needed more because I could feel them messing with it. So they put more in.
Can I see the finger now?
I'll take the Band-Aid off in a moment.
No, you don't need to. That's what I just wanted to see if you had one of those big oversized bandages.
I did until last night. 24 hours, okay. It was way oversized. They had to slice. So once they got it more numbing, they had to slice my finger and then push the blade out, push the hook out the other side.
Oh,
here is the final hook when they brought it, took it out of me.
All that for that little barb.
Yeah. Now, the problem is it has ruined my entire weekend, because even though I got home Saturday night late from the emergency room, the lidocaine they gave me. They gave me a lot of lidocaine. The side effect of lidocaine is stomach issues.
Lidocaine is similar to when you go to the dentist and you have Novocaine.
That's right. And if you have ongoing pain, you might get
to the dentist.
Novocaine. You might get some Percocet.
We're just having fun. I'm sorry. That's Josh.
Mike, I actually have tape of the guy. They brought in a specialist for Josh.
Okay.
And we have a specialist for hook removal.
Nobody! Who is Nero? Nobody! Who is Jack?
That caught me by surprise.
Nobody!
Josh, I was eight or nine.
He was 38.
One in the world.
Captain Hook.
Perfect pitch. What a talented young man. Why? I should have been in movies.
I think we're getting off topic.
Anyway, how are you now?
Yeah.
I am. It's still painful. It's annoying because it's my pointer finger, which means it's the finger to, like, you know, unlock Touch ID and everything on my laptop.
Democrat Party.
Yes.
You know what? Josh, at least you still have your beautiful smile thanks to Pepsodent.
And let's see if you can see that.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, not as bad as I thought. Really?
Yeah, but
I
did mean, you get, did you, are you up to date on tetanus?
The good thing is I got my shot a month ago.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because they asked when it was done. I said, not since Maryland. They said, that's long enough. We'll get another one done.
Oh, so you were happy with the medical attention. Did you go to a real hospital or urgent care?
Real hospital.
Oh, good for you.
And the good thing is because
every street corner here.
Mm-hmm. Josh is so tall that they didn't have to throw him back.
That's wonderful. The medical. I watched The Pit. I love those people.
Yeah,
that's
good
fantastic.
People.
Was it a busy afternoon at the ER? It's a Saturday.
Yes, it was.
Holiday
and
weekend.
They said holiday weekends are always busy. So yes,
what busy. Would make Easter Saturday more prone to people going into trouble?
Have either one of you ever been to an ER when it was like The Pit? I never have. I've never been in where you have all that crap going on at the same time.
No, because a lot of times when I go, I get pushed to the front of the line.
Like you're the worst in the worst shape.
Yeah, like when your liver is failing and you're throwing up blood. They say, oh, right this way, sir.
Come right in.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I've never seen an ER out of control like that. Thank goodness.
I'm so glad you're well.
Me too.
I'm glad you survived that.
I'm so excited to pay the $200 medical bill.
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, because they don't cover ERs.
At least it didn't screw up your Easter.
Mm, yeah, you were able to pick up the eggs.
No,
with your left hand.
Spent a lot of time in the bathroom.
There you go. Very good.
Oh, stomach issues.
Yeah, we will take a break, and when we come back, I have written down all of my sugar cheats. Sugar cheats.
That was your nickname for your second wife.
Sugar cheats.
Hey, sugar cheats.
Come on over, sugar cheats. We'll be right back, everybody. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand cut by master butchers, and backed by by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Nom, nom, nom.
Hey, Sugar Cheeks.
Sugar Cheeks. All right.
Cheats.
I wake up Saturday morning after our Friday evening.
Yeah.
Where we'd not eaten perfectly. And I believe the line to Carla was, I got to quit the sugar. I'm gonna stop with the sugar. And Carla should have looked me right in the eye and said
that is a lie.
Is this something that you come up with? Oh, the hit. Does that something that you come up with a lot and you issue the statement?
I think that my Achilles heel with nutrition is sugar. And the problem with the sugar is that, you know, of all the bingey type of foods, something that's sweet is difficult, and it is my Achilles heel. And I wrote down, because there's really a small list of cheat foods that I find almost impossible. First one being almost entirely impossible to turn down. And I mean, I have zero willpower.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is a game.
Okay.
I think that, you know, because they're sort of omnipresent and also they don't really count as a meal. I would say donuts are really hard to turn down.
Let me get to the regular soundboard here so I can give you the buzzer. Okay, hold on.
See, because donuts would be one for me. Absolutely.
Okay. Also, it's so convenient with the drive-thru.
Yep.
You know what?
You're right.
Let me say that you mentioned donuts, and I should have added it to the list, but it is so far down on the list.
All right.
And it is an avoidable. I've been by that place many, many times. And, of course, we're talking about the KKK place.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
I think you added an extra.
I did, for fun.
It's for marketing.
Absolutely. I can avoid that. It's a process, and I drive by more than I go in.
Okay.
So how about then your other weakness? Okay. Of ice cream.
Yes. Yeah,
always ice cream. I should have gone that way.
Number one for Mr. Soroka. Would you like to, Rob, would you like to tip in the flavor, please?
Well, I mean, ideally, it's something with Heath bars in it. You like that toffee.
No, I'm sorry.
Ideally,
incorrect.
It would be the chocolate-dipped cone.
That is one. That is one, but it is not top of the list.
Again,
that's
to
not
keep
the at home.
I'm not trying to split hairs here, but in the past, toffee flavored ice cream. Yeah,
the go to currently for me is mint chocolate chip.
Always has been a classic.
Yes, yeah, it has, and so I listed it here: mint chocolate chip, followed the second one, which is quote healthier, but it's really not. Is the new Halo. The Halo top that is infused with the different chocolate chunks and things like that.
I've tried the Halo. I can't make myself love the Halo.
I don't think it is a lovable, but it is certainly a better calorie bang than you would get with Ben & Jerry's or something.
Is there a better chance of that being in your freezer? Is it an accessibility thing?
The Halo top is definitely in the freezer more often because it is a... You know, it's a product that you get at the grocery store as opposed to the specialty store.
Would Carla be more likely to agree to having Halo in the house?
100%.
Okay. 100%. Would she ever eat Halo?
Yeah, but she's not a big ice cream person, as you can tell by looking at her, you know. She does not have the same sugar thing. I mean, we got ice cream yesterday when we were coming back from Easter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
that. Thank you, Captain
Hook. Sorry about that.
Well, then, all right, now
moving
we move
on from ice cream.
Yes.
Your next item has to be cereal.
Boy, oh boy, you are doing well with this. I have to give you credit where credit is due.
It's the lidocaine. He's on top of it today.
The cereals are as follows: Frosted Flakes, Frosted Mini Wheats. Then there is number one would probably be the Frosted Flakes. In a pinch.
Question as far as an enabler.
Yeah.
If your son were to pick his favorite sugar-based cereal, what would it be? And do you join him in it?
Yeah. All the cereals I would. I would eat every kid's cereal.
Is he
I would
Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Probably number one for him. We don't have it that often. It's not my number one seed. I would say that the Frosted Flakes are my number one seed, but a variety of cereals.
If you remove the monster cereals for me, and that's a whole category, Carrie just did a buy one, get one on Captain Crunch. And it's good.
One of the all-time greats.
But God, it tears your mouth up. Does it tear your mouth up?
It tears everything up. I think it's pure chemical nastiness.
It tear your ass up?
I think it's terrible. Yeah, I think it's one of the worst things you can put in your body. Yeah, but man, does it taste them good. It really sure does.
Especially that first bite.
In fact, you put that on the list. I got to give you a ding for that one because Cap'n Crunch would be, you know, it's like it's your last cereal. And I got Frosted Flakes here and I got Cap'n Crunch there. I got to go with the Cap'n Crunch. Sweeter. Mm-hmm. Sweeter. Yeah. That's it. You know,
all berries are just traditional crunch berries?
Any, except for the peanut butter.
What's that? Well, Mr.
God
Douglas.
Almighty. How is that old-fashioned on Easter Sunday, Mike?
Oh, we muddled that cherry just
oh,
right.
Oh, God. Oh, my mother-in-law makes an old-fashioned. Man, Linda, you killed it.
You're not going to want to answer this, but I have to ask.
All right,
what's
go
her
ahead.
Base liquor for her old-fashioned?
Bourbon.
Okay, good. Like Maker's?
Not sure, but I think it might have been.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And, do you know what I used to drink? Let me say,
I'm not a bourbon guy, but in an old fashioned, I can do it. Are you going to say something, Josh, as far as the confections at all?
No. I'm interested to see what the next thing is because
all
I don't think I have something past cereal.
The healthy cereal is Special K or Special K with strawberries. But if I eat that, I will put a sugar or sugar substitute or honey or some sweetener
what
on top of it.
What is most likely going to be the topping, though?
If there's honey in the pantry, honey will go on top of the sugar.
Okay. I had some honey yesterday. I had hot honey yesterday. Have you had that?
No, I've never had a hot honey.
It's great.
Hot honey. Orange vanilla swirl from the touristy orange distributorship that we have.
Essentially a dreamsicle.
You know the place I'm talking about, right around the corner down here. Then we move, Josh, into the Dairy Queen dip cone.
Yes, which was mentioned.
Yeah.
Followed by the Rita's Gelati. Do you have any Rita's up where you are?
Yeah,
no, we do.
Which is
it is an
Italian ice custard store, and the Gelati is the combo with a layer of gelati, a layer of the Italian ice, preferably cherry, then the custard. Than another layer of the Italian ice.
Mike, it is so authentic. Did you know Pontius Pilate had one the day he washed his hands of the situation?
Hey, gelati. Hey, put it right in together.
This is so good. The guy with the sandals, put them on it across.
So I already mentioned the Frosted Flakes, but this is the last one. And if I'm wanting to eat healthy sweet sugar, I recommended it on the show, the Chobani Flip, the new yogurt that has like candy and stuff that you put in the yogurt.
You get like the Girl Scout cookies in your yogurt.
How are you with just a plain Chobani, like a blueberry Chobani?
Never.
I think it's great. I've been doing it because I just finished a wonderful flight of antibiotics and I wanted to have the probiotics. So
you sound stronger. Your voice sounds stronger today.
I feel better. And I think
you seem perkier. You do.
The Chobani plain yogurt is great. It's truly, truly good. And you don't need your flips. You know what? Get Chobani and get some healthy granola. Like at Giant? Well, you wouldn't have Giant, but Publix would.
You know what I will do? I will get some regular vanilla Chobani, and I'll put crumbled up meth in it.
That's known as a Florida swirl.
Not the full crystals, just the powdered crystals.
But you could
get the regular vanilla and just add that Captain Crunch in.
You know what? He's onto something.
Talking. Yeah, parfait. We will take a break, and we will come back.
Do you want to do some beautiful video? Because we could do that right now.
Show got away from me. We'll be right back, everybody. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us... We're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras, unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great. And the laughs are guaranteed. You know, sometimes when I get an idea, Josh, I can't wait to like after the show.
The last time you did this, we put dozens of eggs on our head. Please don't do that.
This is nothing like that at all.
Okay.
And this is for not necessarily the regular commercials, but it could be, but perhaps the promo commercials like we just did. I'm thinking, Rob, of a Clutch Cargo with a Bill Clinton or a Jay Leno.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah,
here you go, bonus show subscribers. There you go, my fan. And you know, it'd be real tough because you got to eliminate the mustache too. Uh-huh. So it's just like that.
Well, yeah, you could do people that have mustaches, like Doris Roberts.
There you go. Let's take away the video. We don't have much time.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, Mike, you love sports, don't you? And therefore, you love sports. Tiger Woods.
There he is, Tiger. Yo, go to Europe.
Released since we last spoke is the chest cam video from the arresting officer.
Okay.
And I don't know if I buy this or not, but Tiger had a pretty good excuse for why he walked. He didn't do anything unlawful. He just walked away from the scene of the crime and they had to call him back. That's Tiger in the distance.
Mr. Woods. Get you to hang out down here with us, please.
Thank you so much. He's just on the phone, Rob. Yeah, but he's making a phone call.
Listen.
Well, just keep you down here with us, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president.
I was talking to the president.
Wow.
As one does.
That's awesome. He's still awesome in a way, right?
I... Watch him walking so carefully back to the cop after he says, I think he called Donald Trump.
Oh, I
do.
I know he did.
Of course he did.
I don't think that's a lie.
Yeah.
What do you think he said, hey, I flipped my car again. Can you help me out?
Yeah, help me get me out of jail. Why not? But that also might be the call to the president might be a result of being kind of loopy on pain meds.
Yeah, kind of. Watch the whole video. It's about 4.5 minutes. You get to see a guy that is walking as carefully as anyone you've ever seen walk.
He's a little addled.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Mike, are you familiar?
Has anyone asked Trump about the call? Like if he actually received the call?
I'd love to know that. I'd love to know if he said he got a call.
You know, even if it was fake and Trump saw that video, he'd say it was true. Wouldn't he?
Absolutely right. Yeah,
but, I like the idea of it being fake. I like the idea of just trying a power move like that.
That is fun. It's funny, and I don't know. Look, there are people that hate Tiger. There are people that like Tiger. I will always like Tiger. I like what he did for the game. I really do.
That is really solid. That is true. Yeah. But remember, Mike.
I feel bad for him. I feel he had a horrible childhood. He had a bad father, and it's just it's a drag, and he's messed up. We all
just
know
so you know
up.
The way we are intertwined with Tiger. The first day we did this podcast in 2009. Was the day his sex calls were leaked.
God, wow. It's a good
show.
That
was in the first audio vault. Mike, if I were to tell you about the Mega Marvin, what would you say that is?
The Mega Marvin?
Yeah.
God, I don't even know any Marvin ever since Marvin Hamlish died.
This is, I like orchestral music in movies. Just do. Like so the do way I. it sounds. Mm-hmm. But in modern horror movies, you don't need an orchestra. All you need is this machine that was invented by a guy who scores horror movies.
And tell me, I can't wait.
You can't tell me this doesn't sound like every horror movie you've seen in the last 10 years. An electronic machine called the Mega Marvin. But wait, there's more.
Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, you would have heard that on the movie Bone Lake.
Bone Lake, yeah. Hey, bone this. There you go.
And let's close with this, Mike. I don't even think this guy's accent was real, but I went back on his social media, and he always uses it. He's an Irish guy.
Okay.
And he's very excited about Artemis 2.
We're going to the f***ing moon. I am so f***ing excited. The Irish have a couple of requests. They're saying we're going to start colonizing the moon by 2030, and the Irish have never got to colonize anything before. It's our turn. So I'd like to present a couple of suggestions. So they're going to start landing habitats that people can live on. I've done a mock-up of what I think my people can contribute. NASA, I present to you Mooney's Irish Bar. This is an essential life support system for its mental health benefits. You're up there on the moon with your little astronaut suit on you. You're feeling lonely. It's time to get pissed. Now, it'll probably be a mediocre pint of Guinness, but it's a good fucking start. Also, the Irish would like to claim this part of the moon. It looks like there's good sunlight and minimum rain. And also, the English have to live in this part. And we want to see Nora Patton being the first woman to walk on the moon so she can secure us a nice piece of land before the prices go fucking nuts.
All right, there you go, Irishman. We appreciate that.
I have to ask, Mike, that accent is so over the top to me. Is that a regional Irish accent?
I don't know, because sometimes you go to the south and it's more Gaelic than anything else. But I'm so confused with dialects from that part of the world. From all me watching a Peaky Blinders.
Oh, that's yeah, right. Into the cut. You know what? Let's get... Yes. Pissed.
You know what? I'll have to get me some Peaky Blinders clips, Rob. That would be lovely. You know, by order of the Peaky Blinders. Yeah, and I realize that show like has been gone for 10 years.
Yeah.
But there's a movie out.
Yeah. I'll also get you some clips from Gunsmoke.
There's a movie out. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. I'm going to go find out what my kid's up to because he's on vacation all week. Just another one. Why educate him? Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying, come on in. You can say so long. Say goodbye duties to everybody on your AK. Go ahead. Goodbye duties.
Goodbye, duty.
Yay!
Yay! I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Hold on just a second.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
Thank you very much. How about another one?
You can't keep getting away with it! He can't keep getting away with it!
Ha ha!